This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's the USA, don't be afraid, by golly.
Whoa, let's see here. We got 7 past the hour. This hour, the Talk Radio Town Hall, we're going to be joined by Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, Senator Kevin Cramer. The schedule in the Senate changed completely yesterday. Talked to him last night, thought he'd be on the air while they were voting. Chuck Schumer pulled the pin, said, okay, it's obviously we're not going to win this, so let's just put our tail between our legs and go home here. So it was not a good week for Team Biden or the Democrats. My gosh, it was just one defeat after the other. Of course, I think the 800-pound gorilla victory for common sense was the Supreme Court saying, Biden administration? There's a constitution.
Yeah, you have to.
Are you aware of that?
That old thing?
And by the way, the victory, DTN Staffing Mandan, Miller Insulation Bismarck, thank you. They were on that suit that won, that stood up for the constitution,
yeah.
North Dakota companies. So we got to do more of this. I really think this is the way to restore common sense in the United States, is saying there is a constitution, and you can't just trample it. And remember, the 10th Amendment says very specifically, whatever isn't specifically mentioned in the Constitution is not yours, federal government, to do.
Right, period.
It is the states that do that. So the voting rights thing was another destruction of the 10th Amendment.
But
you know?
Meanwhile at the southern border, meanwhile at the gas pump, meanwhile in Chicago, meanwhile.
Well,
don't pay attention to anything that really matters.
Go look at everything you're buying and find out how much more it costs right now.
Please.
So bad week for all of them. Anyway, long story short, Senator Cramer is going on an international CODEL, and he didn't tell me about it, but I saw something out of the White House, I think, on it or something. And so I imagine he's prepping and getting ready for that. So looking forward to hearing about that as well. That's what senators do sometimes when there's tough things happening around the United States. They get in a plane and they go there and try and, you know, wake things up. So I don't want to say where he's going. But
talking about a bad week, did you see Jesse Waters' list of things that are more popular than Biden?
I love Jesse Waters when he does those.
Dentists are more popular. Bugs! Bugs are more popular than Biden.
Good for him.
Good
for him. Remember,
we have
lots of folks watching What's On Your Mind today online, and you can go to the social media for KFIRE AM 1100 and the flag and AM 1090, the flag, and find the stream, as well as on our YouTube channel. Check that out. We're also on Getter now as well. And if you leave a comment today, any of those platforms that you're watching, we are selecting a winner from that to give away a Bison pullover, sharp one, and it comes from PetroServe USA, the folks that sponsor What's On Your Mind, the official convenience store. Any PetroServe USA you go into today, you're going to get those great caramel rolls. Famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls, Valley Dairy PetroServe USA stores today. Also, the homemade cookies are fantastic. The fresh baked muffins are really good. And today the special is personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread at all the stores, $5.99. Chicken in many of the stores, the hot stuff, 4 for $4 deal. We get the pizza, the 2 cookies, and the drink for $4. Really good deals at PetroServe USA, and of course home cooking. Grab and go convenience, Valley City Fish and Fries today. All right, one more radio graffiti caller, and then we'll welcome our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who is subbing for Senator Cramer. He's actually was going to be on the show anyway, and we just turned it into a full hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, since Senator Cramer could not be here. By the way, Drew Wrigley, candidate for Attorney General in North Dakota, probably the only candidate for the Republican. I would imagine he's cleared that field pretty good. Republican nomination for Attorney General will join us on Monday. Mark Wagner will be here to talk about something so important, and that is making sure there are not squabbles in your family at the time of your death. Just having everything in order and done the way mom and dad want it done, not the kids squabbling over it. The living trusts are really incredible, and Mark will be here to talk about that. Probably the one guest on this program that gets some more calls to say, who was that guy again? I'm ready for that conversation now. Also Tuesday, our Better Business Roundtable. Onstead Twitchell, the attorneys. We bring in Starian Bank, Starian Financial. We have Ike Bailey. We have High Point Networks. It's really a good show. It's sort of like closed circuit to business folks. And there's a lot of business folks in this audience, from farmers to ranchers to, you know, you name it, all the way up to Fortune 500 companies. So, Todd in South Dakota, you're on the clock. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go!
All right, John, or Scott, I got a challenge for you. You bring John Thune, who's now running for re-election, on for a radio town hall and have him take questions for the full hour. And if you can do that, I'll come up there and buy you dinner at your restaurant of choice. But if you can't, you come down here to South Dakota and buy me dinner at the restaurant of my choice.
Where do you live in South Dakota, Todd?
Aberdeen.
Okay, I can make an Aberdeen trip. So, okay. Now, the problem is... just one thing I want to say about this.
Way my in-laws.
For an hour. And the first question you ask him is, why are you a never-Trumper?
Okay, now you're dictating the question that I ask him, but certainly that would come up. I don't think John Thune is a never-Trumper, but he could explain that. You think he is. But the only problem with this wager I'm concerned about, Todd, is there's an equation here that I can't control. That's John Thune's schedule. But I know John Thune, and I have to tell you, Senator Thune is one of the nicest guys I've ever interviewed. He is a good and decent man. There's no doubt about that. There are things that I have seen that I say, that seems sort of more Mitch McConnell-like than it's South Dakota-like. And he is in leadership. He's the new number two Senate Republican. So there's certain things that I think are worthy of asking from. But just so you know, whenever we've asked John Thune to come on this program, he comes on. Now, whether he's got an hour to do it or not, I'm going to invite him on. But I'm a little concerned about this wager because I can't control his schedule and whether he says yes or no. But we'll do it for sure. So I think you should pack your bags and get up here and buy me dinner. But we'll try and make that happen soon, Todd, okay?
Question. Don't let him dodge. You give him softball interviews all the time.
Well, I don't know what you define as a softball interview.
Well, every time you've had him on there, you don't ask him the tough questions. He's the only one you don't hold accountable. You hold Kramer accountable, you hold Christie accountable, but you don't hold John Thune accountable.
Well, maybe I've got a blind spot for John Thune. I got to go back and listen to how I've not held him accountable. But he's taking calls, he's taking texts, so all the questions don't have to come from me. I'd just assume when we do a radio town hall, I don't ask one question. So if the lines fill up for Brent Sanford here in the next 45 minutes, he'll take all his questions from the audience, not me. So that's on you guys, too. So when you hear him call, and you can ask him anything you want.
I've talked to him numerous times. I thought he had pictures of me and him in his office at Aberdeen. I've talked to the man quite a bit.
But I don't know what that has to do with the softball questions I ask him or the listeners calling him. But I think it means he trusts you and respects you and listens to you. I think that's great. We'll do what you ask, okay? And hang on so we can get your number, because you can be the first caller that calls in. How about that, if we arrange that? And I will talk to Senator Thune's office and see if we can get it scheduled. I was planning on doing that anyway, now that he announced for re-election. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the Talk Radio Town Hall. How are you?
Great, Scott. How are you doing today?
Give me your best minute in Radio Graffiti. What's on your mind today?
Great day for half of that Supreme Court decision yesterday for the employers over 100. And, yes, kudos to the North Dakota employers that took part in that lawsuit. What a victory for the Constitution. But also, as the governor put out in his press release celebrating that part, what a disappointment for the health care side that there's not equal protections for those employers. And when we're moving rapidly towards parts of society acknowledging that antibodies are equal protection as the vaccinations, that's not going to be allowed with the Supreme Court. Two of those conservative justices siding with the liberal justices on that case. So, disappointing day for the healthcare employers, I'm assuming, because that's really been an issue with healthcare employees. So it was, it was bittersweet, but at least there was a victory. We haven't had a lot of victories in the last year and a half on these COVID issues. So at least the employer part was a good sign. The federal contractor piece seems like it's going the same direction as the OSHA piece, but not quite finished. But we hope that turns out well at the Supreme Court if it gets there too.
I want to ask you about the ruling on the OSHA side, but thanks for bringing up the CMS side as well. And we lost John Robertson. Who on that vote?
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Judge Kavanaugh. They both went the other way, which really is just, in my mind, you really got to say, okay, John Roberts, Brett Kavanaugh, how in the world can you vote to say, no, OSHA, you don't have that authority, you can't do that, and then say you do because of federal dollars and on the CMS side. It is strange. Jen Psaki's response also on where they lost yesterday, I thought, was just tone deaf, because this was about the Constitution. And she said, well, it's fine, it's not mandated. We're still going to, ask employers to do this. We're going to still demand they do it. You're asking them to do something that is not constitutional. 2-580-0550.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Brent Stanford is here. Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Calls waiting for him and others. Welcome at 258-0550. Do you have that clip handy, Kev, on Jen Psaki? Because I just want you to listen to this. This is basically reacting to the fact that the OSHA rule was knocked down. The Supreme Court said it's not constitutional. And here's her happy talk and what should continue. It really is no big deal because of what?
Employees want to feel safe in the workplace because they want to incentivize workers to come back to the workplace, and because they've seen large companies across the country implement this and see how effective it is.
So, in other words, we're going to keep pushing these people to do it, and the Supreme Court just told you it's not constitutional. They don't care whether it's constitutional or not. And, Brent, real quick question before we go to the callers here. When she talks about this will bring people back into the workforce by having a vaccine mandate or testing mandate, I'm not hearing much data on how many are leaving or are concerned. I'm looking at a statement from the American Healthcare Association yesterday on the healthcare worker vaccine mandate being upheld and saying, look, the repercussions of the vaccine mandate among healthcare workers will be devastating to an already decimated long-term care workforce. We're in the midst of another COVID surge. Caregivers in communities can walk off the job because of this policy, further threatening access to health care for thousands of seniors. So we continue to ask CMS, state surveyors, show leniency during this critical time, as well as consider a regular testing option for unvaccinated staff members to prevent worsening staff shortages. Do you think there's a lot more people that are leaving or will leave because of these mandates than will come back into the workforce?
Well, that's what's happening, Scott. The headline in Arizona this last week, 700 employees fired from Mayo, and then the military troops brought in to help with the Omicron surge. So there needs to be a lot more dialogue on this. And after this Omicron surge, where a lot more people are going to have antibodies afterwards, and they didn't have a lot of symptoms, as we see, our hospitalizations and fatalities are staying where they were, if not declining a bit from December. With all this massive amount of positives, there's going to be more antibodies. So antibodies, testing for antibodies should be put along the same level as vaccination and boosters, et cetera. Then we start to get our way out of this into long-term management. But we still are a long ways from that, of a long-term management situation of caring for the sick and testing the vulnerable and moving forward that way. But, Scott, now that what the Supreme Court did was saying that it's unconstitutional for the federal government to push that, for OSHA to push that, but that doesn't mean the individual companies can't. And so that's why these mandate laws were important, that we were looking at in special session and during the 2021 session to see what's the flavor in North Dakota for making sure that mandates are not legal to do in these individual states. So it'll be a state by state reaction now.
As it should be, since we have a constitution and a 10th amendment. Remind me on what North Dakota's legislation, after all the sausage making, what does it do? I know that there are many people didn't want to fight the feds and have lawsuits and over that. Well, the Fed mandate on OSHA went away. So if you're a business now that has 100 more employees, what did the state legislature and the governor do to protect you?
Remember, the Montana law was not, that one didn't make it through. So it was a hybrid that was negotiated for the entire special session. And if I remember correctly, there were caveats in there for if you're a federal contractor employer, such as the university systems are concerned about research dollars and the hospitals were concerned about Medicaid, Medicare, CMS. And so there was exceptions in there for that. But there were also, employee protections in there for, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but now we will find out, won't we? I mean, it's now we'll be focusing again on what the law was that was passed. Were antibodies allowed and previous infection and is testing allowed and whatever mitigations are allowed for the employees for employee protection. But the 100 employee OSHA driven mandate is not constitutional now. So it's back into the state law and individual employers again, which is where it should be. But, it's still going to be uncomfortable for this worker shortage we're having and the supply chain shortages we're having, because there are a lot of people that are walking off the job, leaving, being terminated for these issues. And so we're not there as a society on a moving forward basis. And so we've got a lot of work to do, but it's a good one.
Parker in Fargo, question for Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Parker.
Yeah, you kind of hit it, Scott, when you had said something about, the Democrats don't really care about the Constitution and this and that. And I think Republicans have been plagued for 70 years of being worried about, well, what's the court's going to say? We can't do this because the court might strike it down. Here's something from Representative Anthony Sabatini from Florida. I want to ask Lieutenant Governor if this is possible. He's got a tweet today. It says, any Florida hospital which proceeds to fire healthcare workers in an attempt to further Biden's OSHA mandate must have its license pulled, have its funding cut, and face max civil fines. Florida must use any means necessary to end hospitals' complicity and protect workers. Why can't we do this across the board with healthcare, the border, rogue FBI, everything? Is this something that we can get on board, do it, start being creative in finding ways to push back against the NWO?
Good question. And that's been the Republican Attorney General's stance on all of these issues. And so that's where these cases came from. It's Republican Attorney General's pushing. And then when they get to the Supreme Court, it's because more liberal districts are going the other way with the federal government. So you're exactly hitting the nail on the head. That's what has to happen is the state legislatures and state attorney generals. And that's happening in the red states now.
By the way, I think this is about the situation at UND that we talked about yesterday with Andy Armacost, the president of UND. Some controversy, understandably, over a policy that says if you identify as one gender, you can go ahead and use the locker room and bathrooms of that gender. And UND is saying, well, it's Title IX, it's law, we have no choice. They're jumping ahead of the parade to say Title IX tells us this. Now, I spent a good chunk of yesterday having people interpret the law completely differently, saying the Biden administration is trying to say Title IX does that because of a different ruling, but it's not. So in that case, a taxpayer-funded institution like the University of North Dakota, in my mind, should say, you know what? There's some ambiguity here. We got one lawyer who says this, one lawyer. We're just going to put this policy in a drawer, and we'll see where this shakes out. And because other schools are not jumping ahead to do this, you got some liberal lawyer who's saying, we got to do this. And now it becomes a big thing. The press coverage is happening right now, so we'll keep you posted on that. Dana Bismarck, go for Brent Stanford. You're up.
Friday morning, everyone.
Same to you, sir. What's on your mind?
Brett, can you give us a breakdown? I know you're kind of in on all this. What is the proposed cost for all these plants, the carbon, the gas capture, the milling, all of them? And is there money coming from the legacy fund going to each one? And do you have any contracts signed with China or Japan with them yet?
And let me just clarify before Grant answers, we're going to have to go to the other side of the break for his answer. When you say cost, you're saying cost like state taxpayer cost?
What is the proposed cost of each one of the plants?
Total cost of the plant. What will the investment be, you're asking?
Correct.
Okay, all right. I thought you meant just, incentives there. Are they, are there local economic development incentives, whatever. You're talking about just the total cost of these plants. Got it. We'll have Brent answer that when we come back. Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford here till the top of the hour. Calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Text as well, 701-237-15.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court of the United States struck down President Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 employees or more, saying Biden exceeded his authority. The unconstitutional mandate would have affected roughly 80 million Americans. Novak Djokovic faces possible deportation from Australia after his visa was revoked for a second time by officials on Friday. The Australian Open starts in 3 days. President Biden met with Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, at the White House last night to discuss voting rights after they reaffirmed their opposition to reforming the 60-vote filibuster rule. The president, after meeting with Democrat senators Thursday.
I hope we can get this done, but I'm not sure. But one thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night.
All right, back on What's On Your Mind. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today on the program. And if you have a question, call us at 701-258-0550. Put that in your speed dial so when you listen, there's so many loyal listeners here on the program. It's amazing. It is. Some radio talk show hosts that have claimed to have a giant audience actually are getting canceled on stations. Yeah, I don't want to name any names, but one of them, I think, was related to a senator. Yeah, bounced off a Bismarck radio station. Is there any other radio station in Bismarck besides K-Fire? I can't remember, Todd.
We got five others in the building here, but yeah.
That's right, yeah. We got a few in the family. Yeah, like 9-10, where you get to hear those Bison games and a UND hockey game every now and then, and lots of like the great sports there, yeah. Anyway, we are very, 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 very honored to have the audience we do, and we appreciate you, and the audience contributes a lot. How about a guy earlier calling, saying, I've got a farmstead, and if there's a homeless veteran out there, I want to give my home to that homeless veteran that has this home. I mean, does that happen in any other show? I don't know. A guy from Tioga says, I've never been to a Bison game. Haven't been to a Bison game since 69, graduated in 1971, love to go. Okay. Whole audience comes together, gets them there. It's just awesome. We love it. So put those numbers in your speed dial, 258-0550. Text line is 701-237-1590. Just a quick news update here on the press conference at UND. Andy Armacost holding that today to address the concerns from the from the North Dakota Catholic Conference. And it has to do with a policy that UND is developing related to transgender discrimination. And what the president said today is there is indeed transgender discrimination. They had two formal ones last year. I think that's the first all of us are hearing that. What kind of discrimination happens, period? Are veterans discriminated against? Is conservative people, mental or behavioral issues? I don't know. I know recently, a UND hockey player was discriminated against because somebody made an accusation against them. And so their ability to be on the UND hockey team or go to school was removed. So there's discrimination. Everybody's saying there were two there. And so that was something there. And then that's part of the reason they're doing this today. But again, it's an interpretation of law that's different. So this is going to be a story that's not going to go away. And Brent, before we go, I'm curious if the governor's office has a position on this that we'll ask you about as well. But let's get back to Dana's question here. And Dana from Bismarck had a question related to the cost of these plants that are in the pipeline, which have been pretty well known. There's a number of them. But do you have a number for them or a review of that? Not here in Brent, Daniel.
I'm on.
Okay, go ahead.
For me,
it is. Yep, for you.
Trying to sort through what the question was.
So the question is from back to the question from Dana on the cost of the plants he's talking about. Project.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. On that, I thought there was another one too. On that answer, that one is kind of like my answer last week on Coal Creek, that these projects are eligible for state grants, energy grants from Lignite Oil and Gas or Clean Sustainable Energy or Renewable Grants Authority. They're also, eligible for applying to Bank North Dakota for match funds, for which is low interest loans for projects that fit certain criteria. So the answer of state investment is very similar to other projects that are meeting these criteria. The by and large, the carbon capture projects are $1 billion to $1.5 billion, and those will be financed and funded by these private companies and co-ops and into investor-owned utilities. So it's a private sector-led effort, but we do have grants and low-interest loans available that other projects also can apply for.
I want to talk about the impact, because I think there's generational impact to these things that are, I don't believe get the attention that they should. That once operating, once going, it's, you know, I mean, look at the soybean crushing plant in Jamestown that you're very instrumental in with ADM. Mega ag player. And now, the soybean world, which by the way is ginormous in North Dakota. It's just a huge part of the ag picture. That is, how much longer are soybean farmers, because of that investment and that plant, going to have, the ability to have another customer? And it's just, it's big, right? I mean, that's something we've got to consider
here. There's competition here with the plant within an hour's drive, instead of having to worry about what the price is in China for their soybeans. So, yeah, these are huge momentum projects that help our state grow the GDP.
But sorry, Dana, go ahead. Follow up. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, Brett, I was wondering, what's the total cost for all of them? Is it $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion? And then I'm really concerned, have you guys signed contracts with China and Japan for funding?
Okay, you're right. These are in the billions. And I don't know which projects you mean, but the projects funded at Clean Sustainable. The project funded at Clean Sustainable Energy Authority last month were upwards of $7 billion. The one by Williston is $2.8 billion. The carbon capture project at Coal Creek, and we don't even have Tundra into the Clean Sustainable Authority yet, but those are both $1.5 billion type projects. And the hydrogen project at Dakota Gasification, if Basin Electric moves forward with that plan, with their partnerships they're looking at, that's $1 billion plus. So it doesn't take long to be at $7 billion, but there's not contracts with China in that. Those are companies that are located here, or like Cerelon, for instance, is a partnership of private capital entities that engineers from Canada that are coming in to do that work, and it's got super major oil companies involved with it and large banks. So I don't know which ones you're referring to on those investments.
Well, they said that if Mitsubishi wanted to come in and Toyota wanted to come in. The gas line, they're both in Japan. So I would just want to follow up and find out, you know, that we're not selling ourselves out to the other country.
So the Japanese are investing across the nation, and we're on very good trade terms with them as a nation, and they are investing in the United States. They're looking everywhere because they don't have enough land space for the population they have for where they're going to get hydrogen
Correct.
From. So
I got one more question. What's the big push for this carbon capture? We need that carbon to grow our crops, you know, and trees to take it in and bring out oxygen. So what's the big threat here with this carbon?
Well, that's the headwinds of man-made carbon are what's pushing against the coal industry. And the coal industry, to me, seems united in the fact that if they can put carbon capture units on their plant, we can keep their baseload power generation preserved into the next generation. And if not, the headwinds that are coming from this government, from this administration, and even during the Trump administration, it wasn't being able to be held off to where coal was growing. I just saw a recent article. The retirements in the United States are like 80 or 90% coal plants. And so we've got a lot of headwinds against the coal industry, and the coal industry to me looks like they are the utilities. The coal industry itself is united, and the carbon capture units on these coal plants is how we preserve that moving forward, so that man-made CO2 starts to be reduced, and then regular, you know, sources of CO2 can have less focus, such as agriculture, which is next in the crosshairs from this administration, by the way. So this is something that the innovation is coming from the industry itself, the desire to do the carbon capture from themselves. And if we can use that CO2 for tertiary oil recovery, for enhanced oil recovery on the western part of the state at some point, and even for greenhouse gas, for greenhouse production of more crops during the wintertime, I mean, that could be some commercialized use of it as well to make it a product that's sold. But I agree with you. I mean, hopefully we don't get to where we reduce our CO2 too much where you have problems growing crops. But that's, you know, at this point, it's the man-made CO2 is the concern of from all sides.
Two follow-up questions to that. One on his concern about China investments, which, by the way, I agree with you. I think an investment with Japan versus an investment from China are two really different things. Because China, we know, does not invest in the U.S. without the approval of the CCP, and the CCP is evil. There's just no other way to describe that. But there are investments of theirs here, obviously, already, and they come with different safeguards. The Chinese-owned corn milling plant that is proposed for Grand Forks has raised some concerns from former ambassador to Japan, Hagerty. Bill Hagerty is senator from Tennessee, so much so that particular project was flagged. And the notice went to Senator Kramer's office about that. We were told about that recently. When you answer about Chinese investment, obviously that wouldn't be a deal with the state, but that project that is on the table right now, not finally approved, not whatever, but there are, you know, plans moving forward for that, that is Chinese-owned. Does that concern you?
If there ends up being a State Department concern, obviously we need to hear from Senator Kramer's office, from whoever would have concerns about that. And Scott, that isn't as simple as you mentioned either. I mean, there's a lot of Chinese-owned companies, and when you bring up the slaughter facilities a lot. Look what's happened in pork processing with Smithfield being Chinese-owned. I mean, this is prevalent in the entire country, and it's an issue, and it's a lot of concern for a lot of folks. And yeah, this is an issue that there needs to be more dialogue from federal level, from Senate, House, if there's, you know, what the safeguards are, what the concerns are, what they're seeing. Because otherwise, with American capitalism, it's not something where you say, oh, you're from here, you can't come in and buy this company. The state doesn't have that kind of control.
And I'm more concerned about the military apparatus and what is happening with the new mission, which you're very familiar with, and what that's going to mean. And I can't think it's a coincidence that the site selection, when it comes again from the CCP, didn't say, yeah, pick that spot because we want to sort of keep an eye there. Now, I know there's ways to do this and protect it, but I'm with you. Let's trust but verify, make sure all those traps have been run before we get too giddy about that particular deal. Second question I was going to ask you is a follow-up to Dana's question on the carbon capture issue. And a texter here says, question for Lieutenant Governor Sanford. I'm trying to find it here. Plants need CO2 to make the earth green, which makes oxygen. Who's going to teach Greta that maybe knowledge could be power to help the ignorant to nature's function and make the world a better place?
How dare you?
Yeah, right. That's Greta. The issue here, though, is, and you're going to have to answer this when we come back, the capital is connected to that question, too. So, you know, to have Mitsubishi interested in investing in a project with hydrogen is, you know, meaning we're solving a problem that if we don't, means there's no capital for projects. And we're already capital starved pretty much in North Dakota on these big projects. Have an incredible opportunity here. So I want to talk about the ESG grip on this as well when we come back and finish our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Your questions, calls, and comments, welcome. More after that.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact,
They use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99. Balsa Blankets, $9.99. And assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Every January, middle of January, they come up with this great idea, shopping in 70-degree comfort rather than 30 below comfort, or discomfort, I guess that would be. The indoor used car sale, Schwann Buick GMC on the Strip, Memorial Highway, Mandan. It's one day only. It's this coming Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All makes, all models, many local trades, 8 vehicles under 10 grand, 4x4 starting at $49.99, cars starting at $4.99, over 90 used cars, trucks, and sport utilities, all marked down. This Saturday, Schwann Buick GMC, Memorial Highway, Mandan.
For those of you watching online, I have a Bison pullover that came from PetroServe USA with a Sharp logo on it. And nice. The winner is Marco. Marco commented on our Facebook page and the live stream saying, glad to discover this. Finally, I can rewind the show from the beginning.
There you go.
How about that? That's
Marco's a good dude. I know him. He's a really good dude.
So there you go. We've got a gift for you. And again, you can watch us online. Remember that YouTube channel, Facebook, and our websites as well. So check that out.
And the Getter.
And Getter now. And I see Getter, we already have 1,300 views on Getter today. So 1,300 of you checking us out on Getter.
Thank you.
Somebody also said, hey, can you restate what those conservative social media platforms were called again? I was driving, so I couldn't write it down. We had Jason Miller on yesterday. And he went through a number of them. Getter is the basically Twitter.
Rumble is your answer to the alternative to YouTube.
There's a lot of them out there, but Getter is the one we're talking about today for sure. Parler's another one. There's a few out there. He also said, what is the site that cross-checks businesses to make sure that you are not supporting those who oppose our views? That's a Second Vote, the number two, and then ND Vote, Second Vote. A wonderful website. Really good folks. All right, back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in our final segment here. So just on the ESG question, I don't think most people understand, you know, everybody's right about CO2 and plants, right? I mean, that's just basic, simple science. And we should remind people every once in a while of all this craziness and what it's doing. And even if we did everything they wanted to do, that doesn't mean China's going to do it. That doesn't mean India's going to do it. So you're not going to have a net improvement to the air. You're still going to have, in fact, you'll probably push more things off of our shores, the United States, so that that it's actually worse because we do regulate it here, right? I mean, the state of North Dakota has a Department of Environmental Quality, and they even have EPA primacy on some of this carbon capture stuff. So it's a big deal. But part of this is we don't have a choice unless we don't want investment to say this ESG stuff is a pig in a poke. Do we, Brent?
Right, and there's only so much you can do with your own cash flow, and the Bakken operators are finding that out. And so they're starting to brand that we can drill the cleanest barrel of oil in the Bakken of anywhere in the world, because the super majors are under constant assault, board activism, of environmental folks trying to get on these boards. The European super major oil companies are trying to brand themselves as alternative energy, and they're calling natural gas alternative energy now to try to slip it in, because they find the renewables, you can't get the volume needed to produce the energy the world needs, and we all know that, but the rhetoric that comes in the face of it is incredible, and that comes from Wall Street now, not only this federal administration. And so, interestingly enough, I've got wind of a letter from one of the largest banks to an entity in Texas saying, hey, we are still investing in fossil fuels. We realize there's a transition needed for a long time. And not only is there the reality of who's going to produce the energy, but the fact that the returns have been the best in the fossil fuels energy sector for the last year. And so there's reality that sets in, but that's in private conversations, unfortunately. But Senator Kevin Cramer is just a champion for speaking the fact that ESG is being met here in the state. And the governor and myself, that's been a big part of our conversation of how we're getting these projects here, the fact that we are ESG in motion. We are environmentally, socially, and governance conscious of what needs to happen with responsibly producing this energy, responsibly producing agricultural products, also keeping in mind the environment. And we've got the best balance here from what we can tell as far as innovation leads the way. We are not looking at putting new regulations on. We fight regulations coming from the federal government. But industry has to lead in certain aspects of this, and they are pushing forward with CO2 capture and looking at commercializing CO2, also realizing the tax credits that are available out there, right or wrong, to compete with credits that are available on renewables. And that's what we have. We have the ag focus is also with CO2. Getting that in the ground on the ethanol plants and on the soybean plants.
Two more quick questions, and I only have a minute left, so I want to go just rapid-fire answers on this. Texture says, Brent, can we stop giving our tax dollars to higher ed? I imagine that's in response to what's going on at UND right now. Does the governor's office, the governor, have an opinion on what UND is doing in leading into this? We think Title IX says this, so therefore we're going to allow somebody to identify as a gender and use bathrooms and locker rooms that match with that? Is that something you support?
We obviously haven't been asked to weigh in on that, but I can tell you where legislators are at and where we've been supportive of all the legislation coming through. The legislation has been leaning the other way. You remember the bathrooms issue a few years ago and all the bills that come through on sexual orientation and that, and the legislature leans the way they always have, conservative. And so it's going to be an interesting time going forward for the higher ed institutions And hopefully it's not the battle for this next session, as we saw with NDSU and abortion last time. I hope we don't have that. I hope we can just get back to, you know, educating our kids. But that might be naive on my own part. But it's
imagine, you're going to have to give me a one-word answer to this one, but Mark Fox saying there's vehement support for DAPL, speaking of victims of ESG wokeness, has got to be a breath of fresh air, huh?
Excellent. Yes, Mark Fox, the champion for oil. Thank you, Mark.
Good way to end it. Thank you, Brant. Appreciate it. Talk Radio Town Hall. That's a wrap for the weekend. Folks, we'll see you Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.